Hey, today we're going to learn Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at Mesivei, about 7 lines down into the page. So the Gemara discusses the Machlokas Rabbah and Rabbi Elazar. Mesivei, so they ask, we have a Braisa, Avodah Zarah Kasheretz. Avodah Zarah is Metame like Kasheretz, Umishamshah Kasheretz, and the Mishamshe Avodah Zarah are also Metame like Kasheretz. Rabbi Akiva Omer Avodah Zarah Kanida, Umishamshah Kasheretz. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Avodah Zarah itself is Metame like Kanida. The Mishamshe Avodah Zarah are Metame like Kasheretz. So says Gemara, well, Bishlom El Rabbi Elazar. I understand, according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, that holds that the machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva is whether Avodah Zarah itself is metame b'masa sonicha. Then I understand this brisa very well, that the Chacham hold that Avodah Zarah and its meshamshim are metame like a sheretz, which means it's not metame b'masa, and Rabbi Akiva holds that Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa like a nida, but the meshamshim are not metame b'masa, they're only metame b'maga, like a sheretz. Ela l'Rabbah, but according to Rabbah, who thinks that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva agree that Avodah Zarah is Metame B'masa, and the whole Machlokas is only whether Avodah Zarah is Metame with the Tumas Evin Mesame, so then Kasha, this price is going to be difficult, because in this price, so the Chachamim hold that Avodah Zarah is only Metame Kasheretz, which means it's not Metame B'masa. Aye, but according to Rabbah, everyone agrees it is Metame B'masa. So Amalach Rabbah would answer, Mi Alima Mi Masnisin, you think the Lashon of the price is more challenging to us than the Lashon of the Mishnah itself? Dikatani, the Mishnah itself said on Pebez and Bez, Eitzav, Va'avanav, Va'afarav, Mitamin Kasheretz. It's Mitami like a Sheretz. Vu'ukimna, so we had to make an Ukimta to explain that the Mishnah is talking about my Kasheretz, Dilam Mitami, Bevan Mesama. Kasheretz doesn't mean that it's not Mitami Bimasa. Of course, Mitami Masa. It just means it's not Mitami Bevan Mesame. So Achanami, the Brisa also just means that, Dilam Mitami, Kevin Mesame. So Meisve, so the Gemara challenges Rabbah further, Nachri, Nachris Avodah Zarah Umisham Sheha Hein Velo HaSeitan, that a Nachri or a Nachris and Avodah Zarah and its Meshamshim, they're Tameh, but their Hesit is not Metameh, meaning they're not Metameh with Tumas Hesit. If you move it, you carry it without touching it, it's not Metameh. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says a Nachri, a Nachris and Avodah Zarah and Meshamshim Avodah Zarah Hein VeHaSeitan. Not only are they Metameh, they're anyone who carries them is also Metameh. It's like carrying a Zav. So says Mar Bishlam and Rabbi Elazar, this price works very well according to Rabbi Elazar, that the whole machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva is whether Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa, so nicha. So that's exactly the machlokas that's reported in this price. El Rabbah, but if you hold like Rabbah that everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa, kasha, this price tells us that the Chacham hold that Avodah Zarah is not metame b'masa. According to Rabbah, that's not even subject to machlokas. So how come this price goes against all shitos? So Amalach Rabba would respond, Ulutameich, Nachri v'nachris nami v'lo ha-seitan. According to the way you're explaining the Braisa, is it not a problem? The Braisa tells us in Nachri and Nachris also hein v'lo ha-seitan. They also have a halacha that they're tameh and not their hesed. But v'atanya, but that's not true, because we have another Braisa that tells us about the dinim of a zav, that Dabruel b'nei Yisrael, and b'nei Yisrael metamin b'ziva, l'cham darshin, and only b'nei Yisrael metamin b'ziva, ve'inachrin metamin b'ziva, but a nachri is not metamin b'ziva. Avol gazra lein shiu kazav l'chol devrayim, but the Chacham made a gzeira mitrabanan that they should be metame even b'masa. So you see in this brisa that a nachri and a nachris are metame b'masa, but the brisa that we asked from, that we asked on Rabbah from, says that shita the Tanakama is that a nachri and a nachris is not metame b'masa. So the brisa anyway is problematic, because here we see that a nachri and a nachris are at least mitrabanan. It must be that the Braisa is in some way inaccurate, meaning something is messed up in the language of the Braisa, and therefore Rabbah is going to have to be Metaritz the Braisa based on his own Shita, that the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva both hold that an Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa, and the only machlokes is about Evan Mesame. The Nachri v'Nachris, when it comes to Nachri v'Nachris, hein v'Haseitan v'Evan Mesame shalhen. Nachri v'Nachris, their tame, the Haseitan, and moving them, and the Evan Mesame are metame, because the Chamor goes there, a Nachrim, that they're metame like a Zav in every respect. Avodah Zarah, he v'Haseitan, Avodah Zarah's tame, and even a Heset of an Avodah Zarah, Zara is Tamei, meaning it's Metame B'masa, but not Be'evin Mesame. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Avod Zara, Hive Seita Ve'evin Mesame Shala. And Rabbi Kiva holds that Avod Zara is Metame even Be'evin Mesame. Ve'Rabbi Loza Metaritz Tamei, and Rabbi Loza would explain the Brisa based on his own Shita in understanding the machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Kiva. That he understood that the Chum and Rabbi Kiva disagree whether Avod Zara is Metame B'masa. So he would read it like this, Nachri V'Nachris, when it comes to non-Jewish people, Hein Ve'Heseitan Ve'Evin Mesame Shalahen. They're Tamei B'masa and Be'Evin Mesame, because the Chamur goes on Nachrim, that they have full din of azav. Avodah Zarah, he velo haseita. Avodah Zarah is metame, but not bimasa. And Rabbi Kiva, Omer Avodah Zarah, he ve haseita. And Rabbi Kiva holds that Avodah Zarah is also metame bimasa. Maskev l'Ravashi, my hein. So Ravashi asks on this teretz, whether you say like Rabbi, whether you say like Rabbi Lazar, the Braisa talks about tumas masa of Avodah Zarah. So why does it use the lotion of hein to tell me that Nachum and Avodah Zarah themselves are metame? Obviously they're metame. If they were tahar, they wouldn't have. There will be no discussion of Tumas Masa. So obviously they themselves are Tamei. I mean, if you're going to tell me that someone who carries an Achri, someone who carries an Avodah Zarah, becomes Tamei, isn't it obvious, therefore, that the Avodah Zarah or the Achri themselves are Tamei? So Ela Amar Ravashi Hachi Ka'amar. This is how to explain the Braisa. Nachri v'nachris, bein hein shehisitu es acherim, whether they are the ones that moved something else, ubein acherim shehisitu osan, or whether something else moved them, Tameim. Either the item that they moved, or the item that they were moved by, are going to be Tamei, because they have a full status of a zav and a Tamei in both directions, whether the zav performs the hesed, or has the hesed performed on him. But Avodah Zarah she'isita acherim tahorin. Avodah Zarah that moves something else is going to be tahor, because that's why Avodah Zarah is compared to a sheretz, to tell me that it's not metame be'evin mesame, nor is it metame behesit. But acherim she'isitu osa tameim. If something else moves the Avodah Zarah, then it's going to become tame, because in that sense it's hukash l'nida. It's compared to a nida in that it's metame b'masa misham sheha. But the misham sheha Avodah Zarah bein hein she'isitu es acherim bein acherim she'isitu to a son to horim are not metame b'masa at all in either direction, whether it is the thing that is carried or the thing that does the carrying, because it's a lesser level of tumma than the tumma of the Avodah Zarah itself. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nachri v'nachris v'Avodah Zarah bein hen she'isitu es acherim bein achim she'isitu a son temeim. Nachri v'nachris and an Avodah Zarah, whether they move something else or whether something else moves them, they're going to be tame, because the Nachrim are like a zav with every respect. And Avodah Zarah is hukash l'nida with respect to tumah, and therefore it's metame b'masa and behesit. Misham sheha, but the misham sheha Avodah Zarah bein hen she'isitu acherim bein achim she'isitu asan tahorin are totally excluded from tumas masa, from tumas hesit, because they're more like a sheretz. So ask the Gemara, Avodah Zarah bishlam acherim she'isitu asa. I understand when it says that if others move it, mishkachasla, you could have such a thing that you'll have a person who is tahar that carries an Avodah Zarah. But how do you ever have an Avodah Zarah that moves something else? An Avodah Zarah is not a person, so how does it get to ever move something else? So Amar Rami Breid Rav Yeva, the case is Kiditnan, like it says in the following Braisa, really, even though it says Kiditnan, it's a Braisa, it's not a Mishnah. It says as follows, Hazav Bekaf Mazayim. If you have a Zav on one side of the scale, Ba'uchlanu Mashkin Bekaf Shniyah, and you have food and drink on the other side of the scale, kara hazav, if the zav weighs more and weighs down the scale, so it turns out that which is on the other side of the scale is being moved or lifted by the zav, and therefore tamei, and therefore that food is going to be tamei. Karu hein tahorin, but if they outweigh the zav, then it's going to be tahor from tumas hasit. Because that which is Tamei Masa is only something that's right, the Mishkav, the Lemoshav, and an Adam. Whereas Ochle Mashkav are not Metamei if they carry a Zav. So you see in the Braisa that there is a way that something that's not alive can do Hesed. So too, by Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah can be Masa. It can move that which is Tahar through a scale, by being on the opposite side of a scale of something. So the Gemara brings a Braisa now about Tumah, about Tumah of Hesed, and Keman Azla Hadetanya. Whose shita does the following brisa go like? Kola tumos hamasitos, something that's a davar tame, that was that moved that which is tahar through a kaf mazayim, through a scale, or a person that is tame that just physically moved that which is tahar, tahoros. The Torah thing does not become tame from the hesed chutz me'aseto shel zav, unless it was a zav that did the moving, then it's going to be metame that which it moved. Shelamatzinu lo chaver, we don't find any comparable type of tumah to zav bekala Torah kula in the entire Torah, meaning this tumah seset is unique only to zav, doesn't exist anywhere else in the Torah. So lema d'lok Rabbi Akiva, that seems against Rabbi Akiva, deik Rabbi Akiva, because if we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, why would the Tana say that we don't find anywhere else except for zav? Ikanami avodazar, according to Rabbi Akiva, avodazar is also metame beheset. So says Gemara, no, afilu teme Rabbi Akiva. We could even say that this is going like Rabbi Akiva. Tana Zav, it called the Damile. When it says Zav, it means Zav and everything that's similar to a Zav, everything that's in the same basic category of a Zav, and Avodah Zarah is included in that. So, okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Bayu Rav Chama Bar Gurya on five lines down on Pei Gimel Amud Beis.